B-Pod Studios.
This is the Rap Party Podcast featuring the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi.
What a crazy show today. It was one of those shows where something unexpected happened at 8 a.m. and kind of threw off our whole game plan.
Yeah, it was a Monday for sure.
But that's the best part about being on the radio and not being like on TV news or whatever. You know, we can just roll with it. And listen, we're not curing cancer up in here. We're just trying to give away $1,000 and the text line was broken.
Yeah, people were not getting entries submitted. You actually, instead of texting, you had to go to the website to get it done. I've been told that it's been fixed as of this recording.
Let's test it.
Do you even remember what the 11 a.m. code is?
I do.
Okay.
So it's 45911 is the number that you text, and the word is chill.
Okay. Texted it.
It takes a second to bounce back either way, so we should move on and circle back around.
And I love how, like, most professional shows...
In.
Oh, you are submitted in, so yep. It does work. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. I remember one time, one of my old program directors, if something ever went wrong, he would be so mad if I brought attention to it.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, to me, I was like, well, yeah, but everyone else is going to be having the same reaction I am. And so that's kind of how I want to be. But he was like, no, you just move on. Like, it never happened.
Yeah, but that was impossible to do today.
Yeah, I know.
Because of all the messages and stuff that we were getting from you guys, which is awesome because literally you guys have asked for the Kiss Cash Code to come back.
Oh,
and now we know why.
We convinced them to do it.
So the other question I have is, it's illegal for us to win, and yet I feel like you and I have both entered. So
if
they pull our names, do we just have our significant others pick up the check? Or
yeah. Nobody knows what Sterling looks like.
For the record, if I do win the $1,000, I will just turn it over and give it back.
For the record, if I win the $1,000, I'm pocketing it.
You're also in the running for $10,000 just by entering your name.
So. And I better win that too.
45911 is the text number, and we do it every morning, Lorraine, at 8 a.m.
8, 11, 1, 4, and 6.
There you go. Lots of times, five times to win $1,000 with Kiss 95.1 and the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine show. Let's start off with the show early this morning because we just got an update from something that we talked about. I'd mentioned that I went to Carowinds as part of a promotion for the opening of Scarowinds.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we got to do this really cool thing called the Escape Room. And it was such an exclusive that the Escape Room is not even part of Scarowinds this year. They're just thinking about doing it next year, but they let a specific amount of Mani, Roy, and Lorraine show listeners walk through and do the Escape Room.
That's cool. You guys were like a test audience.
It really was like that, Lorraine. And the game master was Tom, who works at Carowinds. He's kind of the guy that's in charge. And he set up all the clues and all that stuff. And when I said it this morning, the game master...
You just said it again now.
Yeah, you're not enunciating the M.
And that's coming from... Roy doesn't enunciate anything.
You're saying game master.
The game master.
Game.
The game
there you go.
Master. That's too long.
The game master.
He's the game master. Anyway. You guys thought I said game master.
Oh, man.
I got a text from Tom at about 10:30 this morning say, now everyone here is calling me the gay master, so thanks for that. But
I love it. He's the gay master.
And you know what's so funny? On Friday, he's like, hey, make sure you talk about how good I was at putting the room together, and now I did that.
And I couldn't get past. I know. I couldn't get past game. It sounds like gay.
That's okay.
Which, by the way, is a real thing. You can be a gay master.
Let's break that down on the MRO Show Rap Party podcast.
You will call me sir.
That's funny. And then we talked about how if you listen to this Rap Party podcast and you didn't hear Friday nights, it was live from Roy's apartment. And that's the next thing that we talked about was your party that turned out to be a disaster, but then turned good again. It was good, bad,
yeah,
great.
We mentioned this in the last podcast, but I was going to have a real estate reunion. I graduated real estate school, and I wanted to, you know, because it's now been the summer since graduation, and I want to see as we get into fall, what's everyone done? Are they affiliated with a brokerage? Have they sold a house? Are they investing in real estate? And so I got everyone's information from the school, which wasn't an easy task, surprisingly. Evidently, people don't like giving up the other people's information. And then
did you text somebody and invite them, and they go, how'd you get my info?
No, everybody was really cool about it. And I sent everyone an email, said, let me know your open dates. They told me this certain date that was available. I sent the RSVP, and I had like maybe 10 RSVP through an Evite, and the rest was through like emails and text message. But all in all, it was like 15 total RSVP'd for themselves, and then plus one, which bring the total party to 30 people. That's a big party. Mm-hmm. So I had to go reserve a space, pay money to reserve a space. I bought catering. It was going to be a big party.
And?
Everyone backed out. Literally everyone. And I knew there was trouble right around Tuesday of the week of the party because I had like 4 people back out, which technically is 8 people back out. And so I was like, okay, let me invite Manny, Loren, Nicole. Let's build this thing back up. And then they just kept falling off like flies. Little by little, they just... I have this reason. I have my dad's coming into town. My brother's coming into town. I'm working late.
But who showed up for you, buddy?
My ride or dies. My core.
We were there. And once I heard there was free food and alcohol, nothing was stopping me.
Especially when it was Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
People show up for that.
And mac and cheese.
And, you know, Loren stayed the longest and drank a lot with me. We had our friends Jim and Jay at the Ashton.
You tried to leave, but what happened?
They tricked me with Vouv.
Yeah, man.
The champagne came out, and I was like, okay, this is my favorite champagne, so I can't leave now.
Yeah, but you told me a while ago that you stopped drinking champagne.
Not that night.
Yeah, no. I can't drink it. Like, it can't be my first drink of the night. It's got to be, like, my nightcap, because sometimes it turns my stomach.
It does sometimes for me, too, because it's like acid reflux for me. But my party literally had an after party, which is so cool. That's how you know your party was cool.
Yeah, so, buddy, that's what I'm saying. Like, at the end of the day, your realtor people suck, and they didn't show up.
I'll never do that again.
Yeah, and then they flaked out, like, one by one with the weirdest text messages.
And then somebody didn't like the weather.
Yeah. I'm caught in a Turkish prison. I thought that was weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trapped underneath my house.
Yep, I fell down a well. I mean, my God, like, that's believable, you know?
I'll send Lassie.
Yeah. I got an allergy. But anyway, I'm glad that it turned out to be pretty fun. And if you didn't hear the Friday night podcast, go listen to it because everyone was drinking.
Yes, I was drunk and I had mixed feelings.
And mixed drinks and mixed feelings.
Yeah, seriously.
And then, Loren, your story got cut short. And this is why people should be listening to the podcast today, because we were talking about you and about the au pair.
Yeah. So Friday night on my way to Roy's, I get a text message from my au pair Elena's mom. And an au pair is like a nanny that comes and lives with you from another country in exchange for room and board. They help take care of your children. They still get paid, but our au pair took off to Peru for 2 weeks for her 2-week vacation.
To be clear, she planned it. It wasn't like you guys made her mad and she jetted for Peru.
No. Yeah. She's been planning this. She's always wanted to go to Machu Picchu, and they're closing it in a few years to the general population. So she wanted to go before they closed it. And she planned this whole trip by herself. Like, she's going by herself. She didn't plan, you know.
Right. She didn't go with another group of au pairs or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
No. So she's in Peru. She's been there for a week at the point that I got the text message on Friday. The text message was from her mom saying that she was concerned about her daughter's safety because she was in Peru by herself and she had met these girls who were locals who didn't have a job, said that they were interested in tourism, and just jumped on the back half of Elena's trip. So all of a sudden, they're flying with her from Lima to Cusco, and I still don't know, where they're staying, if they're staying with her or what, because every time I FaceTime Elena, she's with them, and I can't be like, hey, I'm pretty sure your friends are trying to rob you or sell you into the black market. So, which was what her mom was concerned about. She's like, I think they're trying to,
lure her
yeah, into the trades.
Yeah. Well, you can say sex trade on the podcast.
Okay. Well,
sex trade.
It still makes me uncomfortable.
Thank you, Roy.
But I was all worried and bent out of shape on Friday night. So I already track Elena's phone so I can see where she is and where she's been. I've been checking in with her every morning and every evening to make sure she was alive. Like, proof of life, send me a photo.
Okay.
And now, when I got that text message, I FaceTimed her again, and she was with her friends. And I was like, oh, show me your friends. And as soon as she flashed the camera to them, I took a screenshot of them so that if I had to report anything, I could
I love how prepared you
have
were.
A photo.
I love that about you. That's so funny.
Yeah. So she hadn't checked in when we were talking about this morning, but she has since checked in. I'm happy to report.
Okay, good.
So she's alive.
So is that the thing? She texts you every morning, hey, I've made it through the night?
Yeah.
Okay.
So somebody said that they sent a text message. We didn't get to read this on the air, but they sent a text message. This is an exclusive on the podcast that said, hey, Loren, I feel for you and what you're dealing with your au pair. My sister was in South Korea and was asked to go on a photo shoot, and we lost track of her for 3 days. Hadn't heard from her in 3 days. The last thing we heard was that she was going on this photo shoot. Then she goes on to say that there's a website that you can actually go on. If you're a concerned U.S. citizen that has a relative or friend traveling, you can obviously contact the embassy or the consulate. Mm-hmm. But there's a website on statedepartment.gov where you can punch in the information of the person who you're trying to get in touch with.
Uh-huh.
And the person in the consulate in that country will then start getting in touch with the local police and stuff like
really?
That. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. It's the U.S. citizens missing abroad. travel.state.gov.
Well, that's good. I'm fully prepared if anything were to happen at this point. But, you know, it just makes me nervous.
By the way, that woman said that her sister was okay.
Well, that's great.
She just went, it must have been a hell of a photo shoot for 3 days.
Yeah, right.
The picture, the lighting was perfect.
I just, like, I guess I was so scared because, like, I'm responsible for this girl. And, like, God forbid something were to happen to her, I would have to call her mother and tell her that. Now, if something ever happened to my son and somebody called to tell me that, I would destroy them. Like, I would be so upset. I can't even imagine having to deliver that news to someone's mom.
About what?
Their kid going missing.
Oh, okay. I missed what you... I don't know how you jumped from if that was my son. You mean you're talking about her mom?
Yeah. Like, if I had to call her mom and be like, hey, I lost your daughter in Peru.
But that's not you. She made her own decision.
I know,
she's 24 years old.
She's 26 years old, but I'm still responsible for her 26. While she's living with me.
You're 5 years older, Loren.
Yeah, you should know better.
Yeah. You and her both are making. You should be making bad decisions.
And she made the plans. Don't get me wrong. I love Elena.
Yeah.
And I get that you're like her mother figure, but yeah, and that's what somebody texted in, by the way. They're like, oh, my God, you're
sister.
Such a caring mother. No, you're a mommy.
I know.
But all right. So she's safe.
Yes.
She's good. And she'll be back.
Yes. So her next stop, she's in Cusco today. She goes to the Rainbow Mountains tomorrow.
Sounds like a fan. It's like, where is she? In Care Bear Land?
And then Wednesday.
Or she's a Kardashian or something.
Wednesday, she flies back to Lima, and then Thursday, she flies home.
I follow her on Insta, and I feel like I don't see, she's not posting anything.
Yeah, she's not, because she is on, like, a very small SIM while she's there, SIM card. So she can't post a bunch of things, but she's, you know, at least keeping in touch with us.
Okay. All right, good.
Don't make me more nervous.
What?
I said, shut up. You can't see any of her stuff. Don't make me even more nervous.
Sorry. No, I mean, she just hasn't posted anything on social media. Like, when Nicole and her ex-girlfriend Lauren would travel, mm-hmm. I used to love following their socials because they posted everything. Well, Nicole wouldn't, but Lauren would.
Well, Elena posts everything, like, when she comes back.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Hmm. Awesome. All right. I think that's all the big stuff. What?
By the way, I know someone, when they go on vacation, they bank up a crap ton of photos of them posing and different stuff like that, and then he releases it over the course of, like, 2 months.
That's pretty much what she does.
To the point that I'm like, you're still on vacation? It's been a month and a half.
But that's
like,
the smart
thing. I'm too dumb because he still geotags where he was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way you're vacationing that long. Because, like, he won't post anything else except these vacation photos over 2 months. And I don't know if he's purposely trying to make people think that he's on holiday,
yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the smart thing to do. Remember, somebody said don't ever post that you're on vacation because mm-hmm. people will break into your house. They'll know that you're not there.
Yeah.
Steal your car, things like that. So one thing I do want to mention, Ray, I wanted to mention this last week and I forgot. And for some reason, I just got reminded to it. My wife is part of a Facebook Friends Moms group. Are you on this moms group? The M2M?
Yes.
I think. And so concerned mothers will post things and every mom can freak out over it.
I don't think I saw this though. Cause
yeah. For instance, like
freak out with everyone else.
Like there's a lot of them, but like a good example that we'd all know is when the protests were happening uptown, the moms in Ballantyne in this group were freaking out because they got word that the protesters were coming to destroy Ballantyne.
No, you know, Ballantyne, I got to take it down.
And stores, we talked about it on the air, like stores at Stonecrest closed because
that's so stupid.
The buzz got around. And I told Amanda, and I said, listen, tell your moms and their friends that they're going to stay uptown because that's where the news is. The news isn't in Ballantyne, and the protesters want to be in front of the news cameras.
I do think they got as far south, though, as South Park.
South Park?
Yeah, but like... It wasn't like it was up here,
no.
But they were still protesting in, like, Phillips Place.
Point being is it catches, like, wildfire. So now there's a new thing that's out there. Somebody posted a picture of this beautiful rainbow caterpillar.
Okay.
And it says, beware, deadly, dangerous, poisonous caterpillar. And who did I have to tell Dean got bit by a poisonous caterpillar?
I got bit by a poisonous caterpillar.
Was it a rainbow?
Probably the same one.
Let me look it up.
I'll send the picture to you.
Caterpillar. Is it the one with the fur?
It's furry, it's fluffy, and it screams, pick me up. But you can't. You can't because it'll... What happened? What were the repercussions for you?
Yes, it's very furry if it's...
Oh, yeah, it does look fuzzy.
I was walking out of the house, and we had two ferns right beside the door of the house. And when I closed the door to lock it, my hand brushed past the fern, which I guess this demon lived. And
there, I just sent you a picture of it.
Let me see here. It wasn't quite like that, but I mean, maybe that's just a fat one.
Yeah, kind of looks like a big puffy kitty cat.
Yeah, it was tiny. Very puffy, but it stung me. Like it looks fluffy, but when you touch it, I guess hidden in there, those things are actually hard. It's not fluffy. So when I have a permanent scar on my hand from where the poison was injected into my bloodstream. And traveled throughout.
That sounds so dramatic, and I know it's not, but that's hilarious.
Did you know that the German word for caterpillar translates to devil's cat?
Why do you think I just called it the demon?
Yeah.
And then so me being an idiot, because I've seen enough Steve Irwin to know when you get bit by a snake, you got to suck out the poison. So I immediately go in, and I try to suck out whatever bit me in my hand. Which evidently is what you don't do.
Right.
Because then it goes into your stomach, and it causes you to have... other issues.
And it also messed up, didn't it like mess up your mouth a little bit?
Well, it hurt,
like
yeah.
You went numb.
Everything was numb. I was throwing up. I was shitting. I mean, it was the worst. On top of that, my hand was throbbing and the worst pain I ever felt in my life. And so I end up in the ER and I'm trying to explain to them what I hit. And there were like literally 3% ends up hospitalized from this thing because the pain's typically just localized in the affected area. But I had to spread it throughout the body by sucking it out of
right.
my finger.
You did everything wrong.
I did everything wrong.
So be on the lookout as we head into caterpillar season
Don't play with caterpillars. I don't play with caterpillars, man. I smush them.
The devil's cat.
The demons, man.
And when you squish them, what color comes out?
A bunch of weird colors.
Like bright green.
Yeah. They're not even normal.
Nope.
I like it when they turn into butterflies, though. Those are pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, I've never heard of a butterfly flying down and hurting you.
That's true. And let's all be honest, the coolest caterpillar is Mothra from the Godzilla movies.
Okay.
I like butterflies.
All right. That's a wrap party
not,
podcast,
not the
everyone.
Moths. Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.